back. Just lie down. Begin to settle in. Just settle in and notice the contact that you're making with the floor this morning. Just start to let go of all the things that had to happen in order to get you here on this beautiful rainy day. And begin to notice the volume of your breath. Where do you feel movement as you inhale and as you exhale? Just notice. What's that for you right now this morning? And notice how you're resting. Are you resting with your legs long and your arms long by your side? Notice the contact that your pelvis is making with the floor. And see if there are any differences left and right. Does one side rest a little heavier on the floor than the other? Does one side feel that perhaps it's a little higher up, a little closer towards your shoulder on that side? And can you notice any rotation in the pelvis, or does it seem to rest flat on the floor? If there is a rotation, which way would it rotate for you? Notice the contact your shoulder blades are making with the floor. And once again, with a lot of gentleness and curiosity, scan for any differences in the contact that the shoulder blades are making. You can trace with your mind's eye the shape of the left shoulder blade as it rests on the floor. And notice the distance it lies from your spine. And then do the same with the other shoulder blade. Trace its outline, the outline of the contact that it makes with the floor. Notice the distance from the spine. And then compare left and right. Now draw your attention to your head and where the brunt of the pressure is on the back of your head on the floor. And then roll your head very gently, smoothly, easily, one way and the other. Roll the head and notice which direction you chose to go in first. Did you roll to the left or did you roll to the right? And then leave that alone. If you have glasses on, you may want to take them off and put them above your head for the class. And now bend your right knee and bring the right foot to standing. And then good morning. Come on in, Mariana. We have a spot for you, front and center. All right, with the right foot in standing, notice where you've placed that foot. And does it feel very stable, as if you could stand on that leg? And if not, play around. Move the right foot a little bit outside so it's farther away from your midline. and then move it inside so it's closer to your midline. And then move it back and forth very gently until it lands in a spot where it feels very stable, as if you could push up and stand on it. And from that position, begin to do a simple movement of pushing through the right foot to tilt the pelvis to the left. So push through the foot and the pelvis, you roll over onto the left side of the pelvis. The right hip lightens on the floor. That's right, just small. Don't go to your full range and then come back. Gently, slowly, several times, push through the right foot to roll over to the left. Is it uncomfortable to rest that just on your belly for the class? Yeah, I think you can leave it just resting and see, because I think it puts you in kind of an awkward position. Okay, so try that. Okay, so continue pushing and rolling. And notice as you do that what the response of your head is. If you allow your head to roll, what direction would it roll in? Would it roll to the left as the pelvis moves to the left? Try that. As you push through the right foot and roll towards your left, allow your head to roll to the left. And make sure you're breathing. You're not holding your breath. And make sure that your jaw is soft. So how would you do that? How would you check in with your jaw as you continue to push through the right foot and roll to the left? You could allow the teeth to separate, the mouth to open just slightly. Because if your teeth aren't together, your jaw will be soft. That's right. If the movement is jerky, slow it down and look for pleasure. This is a very pleasurable movement to just allow yourself to push through the foot and roll onto the other side. There's a little twist in the spine. And it's just a very soft, pleasurable movement. The head rolls. All right, and leave it alone and rest. Lengthen your leg and rest. And notice how you're resting now. Has anything changed? Check in with the balance of the pelvis on the floor. The shoulder blades. And now roll the head. And see if in the rolling of the pelvis, the rolling of the head has changed. That's right. And leave it alone. And now begin to do a very simple movement of raising your right arm towards the ceiling and then placing it down behind you as if your fingers could go underneath your shoulder blade. So the fingers point down towards your toes and do that once, touch, and come back. Oh, okay, so you're going to raise the right arm towards the ceiling and then you're going to bend the elbow and bring the palm of the hand down on the floor. The fingers point down towards your toes, and when you touch, come back. That's right. So you're just going to do this many times lightly, bringing the arm up, bending the elbow, touching the palm of the floor, or as much of the palm of the floor as is available to you right now, down somewhere near the top of your shoulder, and then come back. Slowly and lightly. And as you do it, touch down in different places. So once you may touch down a little bit farther from your head. Once you may touch down further to the right. So the arm is a little bit farther away from you, the palm is farther away from your head. And then once you may touch down a little closer into the midline. And as you do that, notice where else in yourself you feel the motion. So what do you feel happening in the shoulder blade? Do you feel it sliding? And what do you feel happening in the spine? Do you feel any response of the spine maybe lengthening in the front a little? Shall I cover you up with this? You're welcome. Yeah. Okay, a few more times. Looking for that place of landing the palm that's the most comfortable. Begin to look for the place where you can let the palm rest on the floor with your fingertips pointing towards your toes. That feels the easiest for you. And now leave it alone and rest. Notice how you're resting now. Have you settled more? Do you feel more grounded in your body and your sensation now? Now bend your knee and stand your right foot and bring the right foot to standing. And now with the right foot standing, right foot is standing. And once again, begin to do the movement of raising the right arm up and bending the elbow and placing the palm on the floor by your shoulder. That's right. And notice with the right foot in standing, has the movement changed? Some of you have begun to push a little through the right foot and roll the pelvis in order to allow the right arm to come behind you. Everybody try that. As you're bringing the arm up slowly, push a little through the right foot to roll the pelvis to the left. Does that make the movement easier? And the next time you do it, look for the timing. So start by pushing through the right foot. Allow the pelvis to roll a little, and then the back arches. Now, the next time that you're rolled a little to the left and the palm is on the floor behind you, stay there. Only roll to a place that's comfortable, a place you can hang out for a while. everybody has their palm on the floor. And now take your left hand and put it on your right elbow. And in this situation, begin to move the right elbow a little bit in towards your face and back to neutral. Very gently, very slowly, noticing where you feel that. What do you notice in the shoulder blade? What do you notice in the spine and the back? And what do you notice in your chest in the front? Can you feel your collarbones move? So the project is to stay tilted to the left as you move the shoulder blade. So just stay over there. And then move the shoulder blade. Move the elbow, I'm sorry. You are moving the shoulder blade, but really you're moving your elbow towards your face and back to neutral. Okay, and leave it alone. Roll back. Lengthen your legs and rest. How's your contact changed? Now bend your right knee, bring the right foot to standing. Come into the same situation with the right palm resting on the floor above your head. Push through the right foot to tilt your pelvis to the left and come to a comfortable place and stay there. And what if you were let your head roll with this? Maybe your head would want to roll a little to the side. Just see, is that more comfortable? Look for comfort. And now bring your left hand onto your right elbow and begin to move the right elbow out to the right. So move it out to the right and then back to neutral several times. And notice where else in yourself you feel that movement. And just put this constraint on yourself for a moment. Do not move the hips. Stay rolled to the left and just move the elbow in and out. And notice if that requires something else of your upper back, of your sternum, your collarbone. That's right. And now begin to move the elbow in and out. Notice where you feel this in the rest of yourself. All right, and leave it alone and rest. Make sure that you're always working very gently with yourself. If the movement causes you any tightness or pain, make it smaller. If small doesn't improve, then stop and imagine. And begin to teach yourself a new way of learning. A way of learning that gradually approaches a rather limitless boundary in terms of how smoothly you can move. Because if you force a movement and you start to feel discomfort, then you're teaching yourself that this movement is not comfortable. When actually, it's quite available. and quite possible to do this movement in a very smooth, integrated, expansive way. So bring the right foot to standing and put your right hand above your head with the palm on the floor. Take hold of your left elbow. Roll over a little bit to the left. I'm sorry, your right elbow. And now here's, as with your right knee, point the knee towards the ceiling. So don't really tilt the leg. That's right. Tilt the pelvis, but not the leg. That looks good. That's got it. Okay, and now begin to move the elbow back towards the floor behind you. Okay, so you're holding on with your left hand to the right elbow, and you're making a really tiny movement of bringing that right elbow back towards the floor behind you. You've got it, Karen. Yeah, back towards the wall behind you. Very gently. Notice how the shoulder blade slides up a little. How the back arches a little. That's right, many times, gently exploring the range of that motion that's easy and comfortable. That's right, and now begin to move the right elbow down towards your right heel. That's right, easy, gently. With the left hand, you're encouraging the right elbow to move a little bit downward towards the right heel. And then you're coming back to neutral. And notice, what do you feel in the right side of your body as you do that? Do you feel that it shortens a little bit as the elbow comes down towards the right heel? Palm stays on the floor. Keep your palm on the floor. That's right. Only go as far as you can keep the palm on the floor. That's right. And now begin to alternate. So once the elbow goes back towards the wall behind you, and once the elbow comes towards your heel. And notice how that changes the right side. So as the elbow goes behind you, the right side lengthens, the shoulder blade slides up a little, and then as the elbow comes down, the right side shortens a bit. The ribs contract, and allow your head to be free. Don't hold your head in any fixed position. That's right. And leave it alone and take a rest. Check in with the contact you're making on the floor now. What parts of yourself are being supported by the floor? And how has that changed for you since the beginning of the lesson? Roll your head. Roll the head and notice what's different. Easier, softer, bigger range of motion. What's available now? That's nice. Stop. Bend the right knee and bring the right foot to standing. Put the right palm on the floor. And just notice, is that becoming any easier? Is more of your palm resting on the floor now? Tilt the push through the right foot to tilt your pelvis to the left. take hold of the right elbow with the left hand and begin to make little circles. So you're going to move the elbow to the outside, and then you're going to move it down, then you're going to move it to the inside, and then you're going to move it up and back to the outside. And just notice what parts of the circle are smooth and what parts of the circle might be a little sticky. And then in those sticky parts, very gently, just go back and forth over them. So maybe it's sticky for you when you go from the outside down towards your heel. And so just explore that one little part of the circle very slowly, several times. And as you explore it, notice what's happening in your back, what's happening in your collarbone and your sternum and your ribs, and see if there's some way to include those areas in the movement to make it smoother. And then go on and explore another part of your circle. Noticing and then try the entire circle. Make a full circle once and see if that's gotten any better. And then make your circle in the opposite direction that you were making it. And again, is this direction any easier? Or did you choose to go the other way for a reason? The reason being that your nervous system knew what was easier for you. All right, and leave it alone and rest. Notice the contact you're making with the floor now. Compare the right side of your chest to the left. Does one feel bigger? Inhale and notice as you inhale, which side of the chest seems to expand more? Now bend the knee and bring the right foot to standing. Bring the right hand up over your head, palm on the floor. Notice how that is now. And now begin with your hand in this situation to press through the right foot and roll the pelvis to the left. And allow the head to roll to the left. And come back. And now as you press through the right foot, lengthen the right elbow towards the wall behind you. So you push a little through the right hand and allow the right elbow to move towards the back and allow the head to roll. Push and roll. That's right. Again, softly. Push and roll. That's nice. So you roll over towards your left cheek and come back. And notice what's happening in your spine. As you push and roll, you feel a twist through the spine, and the front body gets larger, and the back body compresses and arcs. And just leave it alone and rest. I think for this next move, you might want to take these out. So just rest and notice how you're resting now. What parts are receiving support from the floor? Your right hand's just your palms right laying flat, the palm is flat, and you're looking at your palm. That's right. And you're tilted over, and you're, that's right. So that's right. Turn enough so that you can see the palm. So the palm is flat on the floor, over to the left. And now just begin to explore the space around your face up towards the top of your head. Oh, you might, okay? And let your eyes follow your hand. Sweetie, actually, you don't need me, sorry. So you're moving over to the left. You may find that you want to push a little more and tilt a little more to the left to allow that to happen. And just notice where you can comfortably watch your wrist. Come out of it whenever you need to. That's right. Right here. That's it. Just like that. Just exploring and watching with the eyes. And come out of it and rest for a moment. Rest on your back. And bend the right foot, bend the right knee, and bring the right foot to standing. Tilt over to the left and allow your head to roll to the left. So tilt far enough that the head can roll. And once again, put the right palm on the floor by your face. And begin to explore once again. And notice, can you follow your wrist all the way around the top of your head over to your right side? So really use your head to follow. That's nice. That's nice. You're going to have to move here. That's right, and then come back. All the way around if it's available. So you're looking at the right wrist. The elbow is bent. The elbow is bent. The palm is on the floor. And you're just curious about how far you can follow your hand around behind you. Feeling that movement in the shoulder blade, in the chest. So as the palm comes around behind you, there's a nice arcing in the back. Only what's available. That's right. I think if you bend your elbow, that... the right, that's right, that's nice. And then leave it alone and rest. Now bend your right foot, bend your right knee, and bring your right foot to standing. Tilt your pelvis over to the left. So you're going to roll to the left. And now bring your right hand up in front of your face and look at your palm. That's right. Look at your palm. And then you listen to the move and then do it. So you're looking at your palm. You're going to push a little bit through your right foot and you're going to lengthen your right arm on the floor towards the floor behind you, following it with your eyes and your head. So you're going to reach behind you as if you can wipe the floor right over the top of your head. And then you're going to come back. That's right. Over the top of your head. That's right. And you can roll in the pelvis. And the palm finds the floor. So since you're rolled over to the left, the palm could find the floor a little bit to the left. That's right. And then slides up a little, and then you come back. Leave that alone for a moment and rest. Rest. Are you cold? Now bring the right foot to standing and take your right arm and put it in that position where the palm is on the floor under your right shoulder blade. That's right. And now keeping the right knee towards the ceiling, you're going to push with the right foot and the right palm. And you're going to roll your head to the left and begin to slide the back of your head towards the opening, that triangular space you're making between your shoulder and your palm. That's right. So the head's going, sliding, the back of the head is sliding through the opening.
Yeah, you can do that again.
Here you go. Roll to the side. There you go.
And then like this?
No, just and then come back.
Oh, that's it?
That's
it
for now. That's right. That's beautiful. So many times you're going to push through the foot and push through the palm and allow the back of the head to slide through the gap. And only go so far as you can keep that right foot on the floor. And why do you think I'm asking you to keep the right foot on the floor? Well, if you really, that's one answer. Another answer is, if you're more using the pelvis than your upper back, then you're not allowing yourself to explore how movement through the ribs and the spine can allow the movement to become light. So here, try it like this one time. Leave your hand where it is and lengthen your leg. Okay? Lengthen your leg. That's right. Leave the hand where it is. And now very gently do the same movement of moving the head through the gap. And come back. So how do you have to mobilize now? Roll your head to the left. Roll your head. No, keep that down. Roll your head. Roll your head to the left and just push through the hand a little. And then come back. And that's fine. Just think it. Roll. And so that's very different, right? A lot of us allow the movement to come from the pelvis and not from the upper back. That's right. A few more times. And if it's not available, just think it. Just think, I push a little through my right palm. I allow my upper back to arch a little, so the back of my head's coming towards my tailbone. That's right. And allow your head to roll to the left. That's right. Okay, and leave it alone and rest. How are you resting now? You look great. You're just all splayed out on the floor. It's a beautiful moment in a class when everybody is just so... All right, now one more time, bring the right foot to standing. Bring the right arm up so the fingers rest under the shoulder blade. And now, begin to do the movement of pushing through the right foot and taking the head through the gap. And I'm going to let you know that the more you can let your head roll to your left, your cheek, and then slide the back of the head through the gap, the more wonderful this is going to feel. Now, the constraint is that the right knee stays towards the ceiling. So some of you are just flopping over onto your side. So only go so far that you can keep that right knee towards the ceiling. And just in that way, just explore how you can lengthen the ribs on the right side. You can allow the sternum to slide up towards your chin. And then each time come back, come all the way back. Rest for a pause and then do it again. And go slowly. I want to see beautiful movements, and these jerky movements look jerky. That's nice. Just appreciate the ease you can feel. Only if you're going a quarter of an inch, if it feels integrated and complete. That's what you want to cultivate in yourself, that you can move in that way. And as you begin to move in that way, in a small way, then gradually the movement will expand and it will continue to feel that easy and integrated. That's nice. Leave it alone and rest. Notice how you're resting now. Roll your head. What do you notice? What's changed? Now we're going to imagine the movement on the left side. So in order to imagine it on the left side, you're going to bend your left knee and bring your left foot to standing. And now in this situation, just imagine pushing through the left foot to roll to the right. Just imagine that. And as you imagine it, gather all the details of the movement through your skeleton. So you push through the foot. The pushing through the foot lifts the pelvis on the left side a little bit, and you begin to roll, and more weight comes onto the right. And you notice a lengthening in the front body and a twisting in the spine. And the head begins to roll. So imagine that through. And once your imagination is clear, do the movement 3 times. And just notice if in the imagining, the execution of the movement is what you imagined. Does the head roll? Is the breath soft? That's right. And then leave it alone. And lengthen your leg and rest. And now bend your left knee and bring your left foot to standing. And imagine bringing your right arm up and placing your right palm on the floor under your shoulder. I'm sorry, your left arm on your floor under your shoulder. I corrected myself before Carl could correct me. I know. So just imagine what it's like bringing the left arm up and placing the left palm on the floor under the left shoulder. How do your ribs respond? How does your shoulder blade move? And now do that once and leave the hand there in that position. And now imagine pushing through the left foot and the left palm and allowing the head to slide through the gap. Just imagine it. Don't do it. If you need to do it to check in, do it on the right side. Otherwise, just imagine it. Just imagine it as completely as you can, drawing on your experience from the right side to know what parts of yourself need to execute the action in an integrated way from foot to head. So feel that in your imagination as you push through the foot and push through the palm, how the pelvis rolls to the right, the front body expands and the back body arcs. You roll on to the left cheek and the back of the head slides through the gap. And once the image is clear in your imagination, just do it once. Do it once as elegantly as is available from your imagined image. And then lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms, and rest. And just feel yourself in resting now. Roll the head. Notice how that's changed. Feel the balance of the shoulder blades taking support from the floor. Notice how that's changed since the beginning of the lesson. Feel your pelvis, the balance of the pelvis now. And then get an impression of your entire self. Your imprint on the floor now. From that, feel the volume of your breath. And then gently, with that image of your whole self and your complete breath, roll to your side and come to sit and come to stand. Take your time. Bring yourself up to standing. Feel the balance of your feet on the floor. Turn around yourself and look a little over your left shoulder and a little over your right. And then take it into walking. And thank you very much.